630 CHED Afternoons with Jalen Nye. Weekdays at 2 on 630 CHED.
Well, you know what? She arrived at the Olympics, the unquestioned star of the Games. She's considered to be the greatest gymnast of all time. So she struggled, at least by her standards, during qualifying and has decided she will not defend her Olympic title. Simone Biles has withdrawn from Thursday's all-around competition to focus on her mental well-being. The decision comes a day after Biles removed herself from the team final following one rotation because she felt that she wasn't mentally ready. No decision has been made on whether or not she's going to compete in the individual events next week. Now, Biles is just the latest in a series of high-profile athletes, including tennis star Naomi Osaka, who have used their platforms to discuss mental health and their struggles. Biles says it's important that athletes don't ignore cues that something isn't right.
Yeah, I say put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are, rather than just battle through it.
Our next guest is a Canadian Olympian. In fact, he went from a recreational skier to the Olympics in 4 years. What? He's now a 7 times New York Times bestseller and sought-after motivational speaker. Vince Pacente grew up in Sherwood Park. He now calls the Dallas area home. Vince, welcome to 630 CHED.
I am thrilled to be with you. I got the email and went, heck yeah, I'll come on this call.
You were saying that you grew up listening to 630 CHED.
Yeah, Wes Montgomery. I don't even know if he's I know he passed away. I think I read that somewhere. But yeah, Wes Montgomery was on the radio every morning listening to 630 CHED.
Well, I'm sure glad that you were able to join us this afternoon. Vince, give me an idea. What was your reaction when you heard about Simone Biles' decision, when you've been hearing about Naomi Osaka recently as well, saying, you know, she's not going to compete? Like, that decision is huge to make on the hugest stage.
I'm absolutely amazed at the maturity that Simone Biles and other athletes like Osaka are having on a world's forum like this, and really being honest with you. I mean, we're not allowed as athletes to be fragile. Mm. We're not allowed. We just aren't allowed. And back in the day, I remember after my Olympic experience, I was feeling very fragile, and I didn't tell anybody because I didn't think I was allowed to. I didn't think it was something I could, because I felt lost. I felt, what am I doing? And I didn't reach out to anybody. And it was a very uncertain time there, you know. And to look at what's going on now, and I, you know, we might be making a little bit bigger of a deal of it for Simone Biles. I mean, she's got a massive amount of pressure, mm-hmm. but she was just realizing that she was in a deficit situation as an athlete. And when you know what you know, she pulled herself out and she said, no, not right now. And she'll be back. I mean, there's no question that she can rally. She's done it many times before. But for us in the public and us in the media to be able to cut her some slack and say, I respect that, and not for her to be attacked by in any measure. And I am not seeing that. I'm seeing people respect that. So it's nice to see that, these athletes are being humanized.
You know, Vince, I'm curious to know, like, how do athletes balance the pressure that they put on themselves, the pressure that's put on by their associations, the pressure that's put on by fans? You know, that's a tricky juggling act, isn't it?
It is. The optics of it is. But what's really going on as an athlete is you prepare for pressure situations. So I can look back at how my DNA was enriched by being in high pressure situations, and how to consciously deal with any pressure filled situation to be able to step up and have peak performance, right? Mm-hmm. Peak performance at that time. And so we're really wired to be able to handle those situations, which, and when I say part of the DNA, you move on through life and you get in pressure situations and you kind of go, yeah, I got this. I mean, you know how to deal with pressure situations. And so that's episodic, if you will. when we're dealing with something that's over a period of time, then you're starting to realize, wait a minute, I'm feeling like I need help and I can reach out. And people like Canadian Olympian goaltender Corey Hirsch out in Vancouver. I mean, Corey's been very vocal about mental health and what he dealt with back in the day. And it's just been more normalized that we're human. And if you need help, seek help, you know.
I think it's an important conversation to have, and more all the way across the board. I mean, you talked about your experience. I mean, you went from, as I mentioned when I was introducing you, from a recreational skiing. I mean, you graduated from the U of A. You went on to doing some sports marketing. You did some stuff with the Winter Games, and then you decided you wanted to be an Olympian, and you became an Olympian in 4 years, which is just unbelievable in itself. But you talked about after competing in France, I think that was 1992, that you were fragile and that nothing was really in place there. So what did you do at that time, and how do you deal with it now?
Well, it's funny enough, it took me this long to write a book about it. I call it The Earthquake. And it's really a book about a parable about an ant and an elephant. The ant is the conscious mind. The elephant is the subconscious mind. And the parable is designed for these characters to deal with a personal earthquake. And from life experience, I can tell you that there's no bullet, silver bullet, that you can take. And then the advice of just let go and let it be. I mean, that's nice, but you're dealing with a dumpster fire of a life sometimes that is just not, things aren't working. You're feeling stuck, and having gone through some periods of time like that, and also experienced the highs. What I have learned is what got you here won't necessarily get you there. And so whatever level of sophistication or ability or evidence that you've had, you can handle any situation. New things that hit us hard, like a pandemic, and who knew how to deal with that? It's not the earthquake that we have to deal with. It's the after the earthquake, the aftershocks. And so being able to be in that space where you just stay curious, just stay curious, and cut yourself some slack. I mean, imagine being an athlete, Simone Biles being just pulled in all these different directions. I mean, I was just a guy going to the Olympic Games in Albertville, and I remember being pulled in a bunch of different directions saying, hey, you guys need to back off a little bit here. I've got a competition to deal with. And so, it's a challenge, and I'm really in admiration of how she's handling it, and I love how people are responding with respect and grace.
Vince Placenti joining me this afternoon, a Canadian Olympian, competed in, what was it, speed skiing?
Back in 216 kilometers an hour was the national record for a while, but there's some guy in Quebec that broke that record. I thought for a minute, hey, I'm going to have a comeback, and I went, hell no, I'm not going to do that.
Again,
you can have it.
For your health, that was probably good thinking. Before I let you go, Vince, I mean, you know, these Olympics have been just so topsy-turvy. I mean, the Olympics itself, you know, kind of, there's been all sorts of controversy, the pandemic, pushing an Olympian's training back by another year. And I would think, and again, I'm not an athlete, I talk on the radio, I would suspect that you try to peak at a time. How do you think that and that pushback of a year and no fans really in the stands has impacted the athletes?
Well, starting with no fans doesn't make a difference unless you're used to, like, gymnastics or figure skating. I mean, if there was something like that, then they are used to having fans. But generally, we were distracted by fans in our events because we were going, wait, did you hear that? It was 50,000 people. Wow, that was weird. And you're trying to focus on that. So let's get that out of the way. And then the training thing, it worked for some athletes. Gosh, if I had one more year before the Olympics, I could maybe peak better. So that was to their advantage. To others that were kind of, this is my last Olympics, they went, oh gosh, here I go, another 12 months. That's okay. They dealt with it and they figured it out. So it was a good, bad thing to have that extra year. And now with the next Olympics, just 3 years away, the next Summer Olympics, that's a bonus for any athlete to go, wait a minute, I can figure this out. So I wouldn't say that's a controversy. It's just COVID. I mean, the Latin word for your plans have changed.
Vince, so. I sure appreciate your time this afternoon. I'm going to have to leave it here just because of timing. I'd love to talk to you again in the future, though.
Yeah, let's bring it. I love 6:30, Chad. I mean, don't tell the other stations. But you guys, many fond memories of listening to 6:30, Chad. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Vince Pacenti joining us this afternoon, a Canadian Olympian. You know, competed in 92, was held records for a long, long time in speed skiing. Grew up in Sherwood Park, now calls Dallas home.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.